se te olvides tu apellido. Despacito.
Good morning, KC. Welcome to Monday. It is the Rockin' and Teresa Show. All right, coming up, things we can't make up.
Brought to you by Briarcliff Village. Their annual holiday lighting ceremony is November 11th from 3 to 6. There will be all kinds of fun activities, and it will help benefit the Veterans Community Project. I'm wide
awake. But let's talk about Katy Perry first for the birthday game. Pretty excited about this show.
Yeah, we want to give you an opportunity. It's coming up this Friday, by the way, if you didn't realize, at the Sprint Center. And we want to let you live the sweet life with Katy Perry, which means that we're going to hook you up to see her at the Sprint Center, and you're listening for your chance to actually be in a suite.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I know.
That'll be in just minutes.
We just can't make this up.
So, a bar in Iowa held something called the Twerking Olympics last month.
What? Say it again?
The Twerking Olympics. But instead of just twerking and having fun, a brawl broke out, and the cops just arrested 8 men for their roles in the fight. A Florida couple was in shock to discover that they didn't get their correct Amazon shipment. Instead of storage containers that were empty, like for storage,
right,
they got storage containers that contained 65 pounds of marijuana.
Oh my gosh.
What a find. Bonus. A woman in Pennsylvania had a court-ordered ban at Walmart, but she was caught going there anyway earlier this month. And she said it was because, quote, the cake Walmart sells is too good to stay away.
She just can't quit you, Walmart.
Yep. Now she's facing trespassing charges. Hey, want to celebrate Halloween by dressing up as the hottest toy from April? There's a company called Dolls Kill, and they just released a new costume. The Sexy Fidget Spinner. It's a silver leotard with a stomach and back cut out, and it has two fidget spinners lining up with the boobs. It sells for $38 at dollskill.com. I put it up on our Rockin' and Teresa Show Facebook so you can look at it. And somebody noticed that KFC only follows 11 people on Twitter. That's kind of odd, right?
Yeah.
No, we figured out it's a reference to the 11 herbs and spices in their original recipe. Five of the people they follow are the five Spice Girls, and the other six are guys named Herb.
Amazing.
We just can't make this up.
KMXP, Kansas City.
Okay, let's go.